Wrecking Ball Radio.
This is Davin's Den.
Back. Thank you guys for hanging out. Walt Papalo has joined the full group tonight, so it's a full house here.
Full gambit.
Right. Anyway, so we'll drop some knowledge. We haven't dropped knowledge in a while.
We haven't.
Stuff, so let's stop that.
Okay, let's stop that immediately.
Stop the fun stuff. Because there's a whole bunch of scams that are out there, new scams. What's the matter?
I love scams.
Do you?
Yeah.
I bet you
do a scam.
You
what
want
kind of scam?
To do
I
one?
Do a scam. I don't know.
You know,
that's a great start. I have no idea.
Yeah. Well, you were going into politics. That's a start.
Let's see if we can get the keyboard player from Bon Jovi to help us.
Oh, yeah.
Joe's like, no, he's my boyfriend.
He is my boyfriend.
He spends quality time with me. You can't talk to him.
He's my one of the scams.
I was going to get to that, but then you went on a little segue.
Do it.
Oh, wow. The producer has spoken, apparently.
Yes. Well, you know, Walt has a podcast in the works. And by in the works, I mean he thought about it.
Yeah.
So he's getting ready
I'm
to go.
I'm not even in step one yet.
Step one is thinking about it.
Yeah. I hope he thought about it more than a scam.
Step one, think about it.
Hey, I'd like to do a podcast. You're halfway there.
Step two, do it for several shows. Then say, fuck it.
Well, that was your roadmap.
No, I came back here. I didn't say, fuck it, and give up. I came back here.
How many cowboy outfits did you have for every week? It was going to have to end sometime.
That'd be a budget, yeah.
How many pairs of chaps can one man own?
Fred Flintstone always wore one thing all the time.
Do you know how he spelled?
Huh?
What?
You know how badly he smelled. Only Wilma.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. As I scurry away from...
Don't you back away from me, motherfucker. We're in this together.
Scurrying away.
Great.
Are you guys done?
Yeah.
Thank you. The Secretary of State scam. This scam starts when you receive an email claiming to be, this is from Rex Tillerson, so add the name of choice.
Fill in the blank.
That's the thing with the, I feel bad for the scammers today when they're trying to do government scams. The president keeps on changing the names. You really got to update. That's the great thing about Trump. He's making it hard on the scammers.
That's
you're
right.
You're not doing the job, you're out of the job.
Yes.
That's it. You don't care. Think of how many people weren't doing the job for Obama, and he didn't get rid of them, he kept them. To do a bad job.
Yeah, that wasn't really the case. But anyway.
Well, it was.
Of course it was.
Right, okay. Yes, it was. We're not going to let you derail
well,
this.
Everybody was picked perfectly in the Obama administration.
Well, we didn't fucking turn over everybody in the first year after saying I'm going to hire the best people.
It's all crooked.
He hired them, you asshole!
Right,
he hired them! He said, I know the best people with very good brains. Apparently
and
not.
When they didn't work, he got rid of them.
That's right.
Right, right. Yes.
Hey, listen. When you go on a job interview, when somebody's hiring somebody in a job interview, you hire the person.
You hire the best person that comes in.
Let him go.
He's running out of people.
Mm. No, he's not. There's how many people in the world?
Is that? Thank you. I don't have to say another word. We're going to move on with the show. The big Trump supporter. Come on, there's a hobo around the Prudential Center who was not selling T-shirts. He could be Secretary of State. We're down to the hobo. We're down to the fucking hobo. That's where we are.
The hobo wouldn't spend $75,000 on a
it's not going to get that far.
Desk?
Yeah.
It's not going to get that far.
A level above the hobo.
It's not gonna get down
the guy at McQuarters who's working the fryer later.
You're going to love McQuarters.
I want to go. We're going to go.
Where's McQuarters?
McQuarters is in
Newark.
Newark.
You know what they do? They have a pit, and they have a gigantic, like...
I'll tell you what, words are hard to come by on this show.
I noticed tonight it's a disease.
What is the basket you can put like hamburgers in?
A fryer later?
Fryer.
It's like a basket, but it kind of closes.
Oh, like a...
Like it holds vegetables on a grill.
I guess Walt's applying for speech writing in the Trump administration.
You know, it holds vegetables on a grill? Like it's a
basket. It's a basket.
Yeah, it's a basket.
But it closes.
Yeah, and you put it on a grill.
They have a gigantic one. It's a basket.
This is awful.
they have a gigantic one where they have chickens and steak and brisket.
Really?
And everything in it, and they're constantly turning it while right in the middle of it.
That would be a rotisserie. If it's turning, it's a rotisserie.
It's a rotisserie.
That'd be nice. Will the car still be out there when we're done?
Yes. All right. Close to the, to the arena.
Okay.
And then walk over.
There you go.
Anyway.
You done?
Nope.
Okay.
Do they make burgers without cheese?
Shut the fuck up!
They make burgers without cheese. I think they can handle that.
Shut the fuck up.
They got ribs?
Nobody cares.
Yeah, I do.
You're going to get a shot in yours right now.
Shut up, stupid. You don't like ribs?
I do. I'm going to break a few of yours. You see that little bat over there?
You know what? You come over here like on one day during the week, and we'll all go down to McQuarters.
Right.
Yeah, you should definitely come up to Orange County, York, so we head to Newark. That's definitely the routing you should do.
We'll meet you down in Jersey City, pick you up, and take you over to Newark.
Me fucking meeting you. Me wandering the streets trying to get a job.
We'll go.
What?
We'll go.
All right.
No, I'm not going.
Of course not. You're applying for a job in the Trump administration. They're down to comedy club owners. So
see, JJ had to bring it up.
Go ahead. He's very impressed with you. Anyway, so I guess you get a letter or an email claiming that their Secretary of State, who says you're owed a payment he knows about because of an investigation by the FBI and CIA. I like when all the departments can get together for this
and
show.
Talk about
and
me.
And then call you.
Yes.
Well, email you.
And not even send a guy. You know, the guy's
17 divisions got together.
No, just two.
I want a big cardboard check and some goddamn balloons. That's what I want.
And did a publisher's clearinghouse.
There you go. There you All go. Right. You Thank
that.
You.
Everybody.
You know, he's a very kind man. The scam reportedly.
You're not thinking.
Are you new? Yes. Anyway, the scam reportedly states that you receive an ATM card with more than $1 million on it. Who's handing out that card? Sounds legit to me.
Sure.
But first, you have to send $320 along with personal information to receive it.
Well, that sounds like a deal.
I don't see any problem.
Nah.
$1 million, $320, I'll take that deal any day.
Yeah, the Federal Trade Commission says this is false. Thank you.
clarifying
what?
That.
What?
Warning Americans not to fall for this, or anytime you're told you've won a prize, owe money, or may go to jail. So this is kind of a variation, but it's $1 million is a little much.
Yeah. I mean, if they said, look, we're going to give you an ATM card with like $10,000 on it.
They might get
some people.
Put their pinky there and said $1 million.
You're right. Yes. You're pretty much right. Yes. You're right. Jackpotting is a new cyber attack scam that the Secret Service warned financial institutions about criminals installing software or hardware on ATMs that force the machines to issue large amounts of cash. I had not heard about this.
No.
Criminals have found ways to exploit the standalone machines commonly found in pharmacies, big box retailers, and some drive-thru ATMs. It's hard to know the exact financial implications because sometimes these crimes aren't disclosed publicly. But anytime money is missing, it's sure to have an impact on the banks and ultimately you, the consumer, in the form of higher fees or more obstacles to accessing your cash. I like this one. This is
how
a good
do they get the money out?
Well, you just walk up. You put this malware into the ATM, and then you walk up and you get all this money.
How do you get it?
Because there's a virus, and they put a virus in the ATM.
How do you get it in, though? How do you plug it in?
That's probably hacking.
Yeah, you know, and it's probably
it's a cyber attack. It's hacking.
You probably have to wear like a costume or a disguise because you're going to have cameras on you at the ATM.
I don't think they're worried about that.
No, maybe they are.
They should be worried about that. You could see at a certain time, you could find out when the machine was stricken, and you could get the film and find out who the person was.
They can install that malware on like the debit card where they put the debit card in. And it's on the chip on the card.
Sometimes what they'll do sometimes is there's a unit that they'll put over it, and if you look at a unit that looks like something is over something, that it could be a scanner. I think a scanner, or whatever, a skimmer. It's called a skimmer.
Skimmer.
Simpsons.
Oh,
time for you to visit. All right, good.
No, that was good. You just don't know the Simpsons.
Throw that out first.
Yeah. Right.
Really. We wait for some more interesting things about brisket.
And cages.
Hey, listen. You would love that brisket.
I love brisket.
As your husband was playing the drums.
Yes.
That brisket.
Yes.
Yeah, so tell Davin to go fuck himself. How about that?
Because Walt can't because he's right next to me.
Yes.
You pussy.
You're within reach.
He's in strike range. Cryptocurrency scams. This is something we've been dealing with and reporting.
Bitcoin?
Yes.
But we've been dealing with BitConnect, which was a Ponzi scam, and we actually helped save people thousands and thousands of dollars because we've alerted them. But as the price and popularity of Bitcoin and other cyber currencies skyrocketed in late 2017, scammers eagerly sought advantage. You know what? I don't have to cover this. If you listen to the fucking show, you know, really. You know,
we're not telling you again.
He's barking at everybody, not us, the listeners.
Our listeners are getting it.
Do I really have to talk about the Ponzi scheme with this? I mean, we've covered it a lot.
You're the boss. Do what you want.
I'm asking you guys.
I would say really a quick overview.
What do you think? I mean, we've covered it on several episodes.
Yeah, we have. I mean, if
we're sitting here debating it, you could have told us already.
Yeah, it's true.
Really.
But this is more interesting.
No, I mean, I think that most people at this point,
if they listen, to the
if
show,
they're listeners, they understand the whole
not,
thing. About
it's on the podcast. Yeah. And if you're too lazy, go fuck yourself. Okay. Now, this is a big one. Yes calls. This scam happens when you answer the phone and the person on the other line asks you, can you hear me? And you respond yes. Your voice is being recorded to obtain a voice signature for scammers to authorize fraudulent charges over the phone. The FCC websites talk more about this. But, yeah, that's a big one. So you never want to answer yes when you get a call from a telemarketer or anything like that.
Right.
Why is the word yes the go-to word?
Because then they can say, they can go back, and when you're saying, hey, all these charges are fraudulent and everything, it's like, here, you said yes. It's in your voice. It's like, oh, son of a bitch.
That's one of the ways to do it. You know, anytime they can get your voice to say things that might be answered. Are you Walt Papalo? Yes. You know, do you authorize this transaction?
Yes.
Like, you know, all these automated things.
Yeah.
All right. That makes sense.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Netflix. I was not aware of this. The popular service is the target of an email phishing scam featuring the subject line payment decline, which may get your attention if you're a subscriber. The email wants you to click on a link to update your credit card information. If you see this, don't click on the link because it can be dangerous malware. We've seen this before.
Right.
Where you start clicking on links from emails that you don't know. Mm-hmm. That's why you always got to – we've talked about this before. You got to go to the official site on your own. You Google Netflix. If you don't know, it's Netflix.com. Google Netflix. It'll take you to the official site. Go there, and then you can do all the investigating and see what your payment history is there. You don't want to be clicking on links from emails that you're unsure of.
Right. Go to the source. You don't want to believe these links that are in the emails. They could be bringing you to imposter sites. They could be giving you malware, all kinds of problems.
Right. The death threat hoax. The FBI came out warning consumers about death threats being made through emails that state, I will be short, I've got an order to kill you.
I love this one.
Email's impersonal for a death threat, I always find.
I just think this would make me laugh so hard. If
what
somebody
would you do, though? What do they want you
I
to
get
do?
Those when stuff's overdue call? For the show, but nonetheless.
Call if you don't want us to kill you?
It does.
Yeah. Well, it's a ransom thing. It's like, I won't kill you if you send me this money. The email that demands money.
You know what? I'd be calling my email me. Here's my address. Don't do me any favors.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
you don't
no.
Know what I'm going through.
Yeah, really. No, how are you?
Joanne, is this you?
I'll talk to you after the show. I like the way it says, through the emails it states, I'll be short. I've got an order to kill you. Well, thank you for cutting to the chase.
That's the type of thing you don't want to mince words.
I don't mean
don't sugarcoat it. Well,
you just get to the point.
Yeah.
You brought up a gun, a knife, hiding, and
I don't
rope.
Need to know from who or where or why.
What the hell is this
tell
all
me what's
about?
Going out.
All right, we're going to kill you.
I'm a busy man. I have a Netflix payment overdue get to.
I would just have to email, come at me, motherfucker.
Yeah, look at your response. I don't fucking believe you.
Like who is going to be bothered?
Member of the NRA, motherfucker. David Hogg is tied up in the basement. Bring it.
David Hogg's tied up.
Ted Nugent's over for dinner. I dare you to come over.
Oh, God.
Don't talk about David Hogg like that.
I know.
Mario's Pizza in Lyndhurst is going to pull their advertising from you.
Okay. It's fine.
Uh-oh.
The email that demands money or Bitcoin as a payout from the email recipient. Other versions of the scam could state that a hitman has been hired to kill them. This scam is very aggressive and threatening in nature to convince people that they have to pay or else. Yeah, it makes sense. You see that. You're going to be upset. Well, so that's basically the new scams that are out there. Kind of variations on the old scams.
Some of them are.
The yes scam is very clever.
Yes. I think so. Yes, it is. I mean, affirmative.
And the jackpotting scam is very clever.
Really, it is.
Which one is that? The one at
that's
the
ATM? Yeah. So there's some clever shit out
there.
I'm
sure there's a lot of people who have done that before.
I don't know.
Going into the ATM machines, and there's a whole just plethora of cash there. Everybody's going to try to get into it somehow.
Yeah, but I've seen like videos where they just steal the ATM machine.
I mean, everybody's going to try. They're like, there's a line. There's a guy with a bomb, guy with a hatchet. Everybody's trying to get
it. Bosco.
I'm surprised that you didn't bring up the Shimmer scam. That was the scariest one to me.
I didn't see the Shimmer scam.
Well, the Shimmer scam is that it's an update on that skimming machine that we were talking about before. They have just a little thin piece of paper that goes between the card and the reader, and that thing somehow can duplicate the EMV chip, the chip that's supposed to make it secure. Somehow this little shimmer, like you can't even see it, and this kind of piece of paper can read all the material off of it so they can duplicate it and they can tell what you've what you've done, what transaction you've done. That one scares the crap out of me.
Yeah, and that chip is that chip where you have to insert it in. It's a federal case. You always make it.
I don't like the chip.
It's a pain in the ass.
Yeah,
and it says for your safety, but now they figured out a way to get around that chip.
Yeah.
They're tracking us, the government.
Oh.
They're tracking us.
Yeah.
Oh, sure wait. You know what, though? All those.
Pass. They know where we are.
They do.
Thank you. That.
Why are you taking a bow?
No. I'm not taking a bow. I'm just saying thank you because I agree with you.
Speaking of scams, the whole thing with Easy Pass now that they have some of the bridges with the self scanners, you know, they don't have any tolls anymore. And you go through there. And it used to be if you went over your Easy Pass, what they would do is you go over and then you pay maybe a $5 fine. They're now charging $100.
Then you just get automatic replenishment.
Yeah. I don't want them in my money. I'll decide when I pay them.
You'll decide when they're going to charge you $100 for going
over.
No,
but the thing about it is that a lot of, I think there's going to be a class action suit. So what I did was I had $300 worth of the charges, the surcharges. So I called up and I told them, I go, look, I go, I don't have the money to pay this. I go, I'm on a fixed income. I had a heart attack. I go to Jersey to see my doctor. And I go and...
So you're scamming the government.
Yeah, fuck them.
Yeah. And you're telling everybody. This will work out well for you.
Going to help. Yeah, no, this is what you can do.
Oh, my God.
Go on, Joseph T. Curry.
Yeah, so what they do... Is you just pay the toll and the way the fine.
So that's how you scam the government.
Yeah, it's not scamming the government. They're trying to rape you. They're trying to screw you. They're trying to screw $100 surcharge.
No, that's ridiculous.
On a $15 toll.
That's like a debit or credit card.
That's extortion.
That's what they want. They want you to get the automatic replenishment. I do it.
No.
It's not a big deal.
The only problem with that is they do charge you if you do the automatic replenishment and. Like your debit card gets changed, the number gets changed.
Oh, then you're screwed.
It's happened to me twice.
It's your responsibility, like anything, where it's automatic withdrawal. Yeah, all right. So this is interesting. Facebook has been in the news. Zuckerberg testified today. So, and by the way, it's really sad when you see like old Congress people asking ridiculous, stupid questions.
Because they don't understand.
They should just get their fucking interns to ask the questions.
Yeah.
I mean,
or write them out for them. And
my son likes Instagram. Really, Nana? Go fuck yourself. Nobody cares. You're talking to Mark Zuckerberg. We got real fucking issues here. And that's what you take. Can we still play Farmville? Stop it.
Oh, my
stop
God.
Stop it.
Oh, stop.
It's embarrassing.
It is.
Mafia Wars.
Yeah, I tried to write one of those twits once. It's like, stop. Oh, God.
I'll give the president this. For an old guy, very on top of the social media.
Oh, yeah.
I'll give him that.
Yeah.
No, you're giving him credit for something?
Yes.
Yeah.
You sure I give him credit when he does something good?
Tape that.
Yes.
Joe's been here before. It happens every 8 or 9 months.
It's like a baby.
Sure, exactly.
Funny. He did say he was his president.
He is.
That, Joe. He's
yep.
president.
Yep.
He is. Until he's not. That's whenever right. that is.
That's not happening.
Oh, that's right. He's going to be president for life. I forgot.
Right.
He is. Him and X-Ping or whatever his name is.
X-Ping. like it's a Chinese X game.
X-Ping.
Emperor Cha-Ching over there.
Emperor Cha-Ching.
Ah, that's good.
X-Ping. Sounds like a new fucking game.
Back off on the tariffs today, by the way.
Yes.
X-Ping. Sounds like an Asian chick Trump banged once.
Trump went at him and Ping. Ching or whatever.
Yeah, all right, you're a great spokesman.
Oh, boy.
you're a great spokesman. You should really speak for all Trump supporters.
Yeah, you're down 4-0.
Okay, thank you. Nobody cares.
Damn it.
So, you do.
No, I'll be fine.
No.
I'm not getting a World Series ring if they win. I'll be fine. So Facebook scans the links and images that people send one another on Messenger, the Facebook-owned app for private messages to friends or groups of friends. Facebook also reads the content of messages after flagged for potential violations of company rules. Zuckerberg explained that he received a phone call because the company had detected that, quote, the people were trying to spread sensational messages through Messenger to stir up violence in Myanmar. It's always a tough one.
Myanmar.
Fuck
Myanmar.
Off.
Sorry.
There you go. Really, A2, Walte?
Myanmar.
Is that how it's said?
Yeah.
X-Pink?
Myanmar? All right, thank you.
it's pronounced...
All right, he's not Ricochet Rabbit.
Oh, God.
Right, Mr. Ricochet. Remember Deputy Dupont?
Yes.
Hi, Mr. Ricochet. And the blue
that's not nice. He was suffering from Bell's palsy.
I got Bell's palsy, Mr. Ricochet.
I can't. I'm sticking up. I'm being politically correct. I'm chastising Joseph. Making fun of a handicapped cartoon character.
A cartoon.
Next thing you know, he's standing up in the middle of a Bon Jovi concert, this cartoon.
Play Living on a Prayer, Mr. Bon Jovi. Bing, 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 Ricochet Rabbit.
I'll ching, ping, ching, Emperor for life.
Oh, it's going to be great. Deputy Droopalong. Yeah. Very good. He's on my cabinet now.
I like this lifetime presidency thing.
I like sushi, Mr. President. That's Japanese sushi. Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
Ching chong, ing wong. It's all the good to me.
Ching tong, ing wong. It's all good to me.
Japanese dirty knees. Look at these.
Oh, man.
The best. Fucking, fucking president arrives overseas. Fucking stupid. We're gonna die. Anyway,
we're gonna die.
Our systems detect in Myanmar. Is that it?
Myanmar.
Myanmar.
That's a stupid name. Myanmar. Sounds like something a cat would say.
Myanmar.
Anyway, our systems detect that's going on. We stop those messages from going through. It's likely that many of the providers of one-to-one messaging apps on online email do exactly this kind of scanning for incitement of violence, child porn, and other harmful material that people attempt to share privately. Now, as you guys will recall, back in 2014, I tried to get some kiddie porn off of Facebook, and it was very hard to do, and I went to the press with it.
Yeah.
So it's not like Facebook has always been on top of this stuff.
No, they were really dragging their feet.
There was a lot of... pedophile sites on Facebook.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We made the New York Post for it. Mm. Not for having those sites, for trying to get them down.
Not.
That's why when I tell people we're on American Greed.
Yeah, it's not a good thing.
No, we're on American Greed, but we're not pricks. We were helping!
Yeah, use it as a comedy.
We were helping!
American Greed is a hard comedy credit. What's your latest TV credit? CNBC's American Greed. Was it? What were you arrested for?
But we were helping!
Joe, Saturday night, I'm going to be... Your next comic is going to be...
Yeah, right.
Your first comic coming up tonight is... he's been on the New York Post...
that'll be... And the intro will be that smooth, stupid. Comedy's hard. Walt's showing you. Facebook had not made its policy clear in the past. In Messenger, you can have secret messages that are encrypted that supposedly Facebook can't read.
I knew this.
You did knew that.
Yeah, I knew this. You could do it and the messages disappear.
Here's the thing, though. I don't think you can do it without using Facebook Messenger. I don't have that app anymore. I deleted the app. Just a regular...
Messenger?
Right. So, like, if you just want to send messages using regular Facebook, there's no way to use encryption. So it's just if you use the app, and when you download Facebook Messenger app, you're giving them permissions to a lot of shit on your phone that we all know about, your audio, your pictures, all this stuff that the apps give, and I don't want to give them that.
But you want to know something even more than that? When I'm at the day program, and a customer will call up and go, do you have this? Like, I don't know. Let me take a look. Let me Google what you're looking for. And I'll Google it, and it'll be like a picture, let's say, of a valve or something like that, a repair part for a shower or something like that. And then at night, I'm on Facebook, and then the valve I was looking for during the day pops up. Has nothing to do.
They were talking about that today on at the hearing about the advertisements and everything.
Yeah, it's very creepy.
They know. Facebook knows.
Yeah, they do.
So I don't have Facebook Messenger. You guys have the Messenger app?
Yeah.
I don't have it on my phone.
Well, that's where you would have it.
Yeah, I don't.
It wouldn't be on your beeper. On your phone. No, I don't have it. Did you guys know they were reading your messages? It never occurred to me.
I don't even care.
Of course not.
Who has time for that?
To read messages?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, listen, if you're putting, like, say you're putting together, like, you know, I don't know, your social security number, or you're talking about secrets, or you go, you know what, fuck the president, I'm going to kill this guy, whatever, and you're just, like, venting to your friend, not really meaning it, all of a sudden you could get flagged for it.
Oh, I would never write that kind of stuff in.
Right, but if you don't think, well, anybody's looking, you might do that, because your friend knows how much you hate this person.
Right, right.
It
you might
have to
say
be
it
the
on
president.
The side.
I'm going to kill my ex-wife. Boom, you could get flagged for it. You might not mean it.
Yeah.
Right, Joe? But you might say it.
Yeah.
So.
But I just thought, you know, who cares what you're writing on the side? I mean, like, they were talking about
Private messages.
I know. But the thing is, I thought, they don't have enough people for this. It didn't even occur to me that they were going to be using AI to be reading everything.
They've improved.
And looking for, you know, fake profiles and looking for.
Well, they don't do fake profiles. You can still have fake profiles up.
No, but they look for them using AI.
Go to secret conversations.
On the Messenger app.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm saying if you don't have that app.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. So I don't. It hasn't changed my behavior yet.
Right.
But I probably should.
Yeah, I mean, it hasn't changed my behavior, but I think that probably because of a lot of the things that we discuss on the show, I've been more careful about things anyway. I don't give away things in private conversation on Facebook that I...
You're smart.
Yeah, that I wouldn't say openly.
On the radio.
On the radio. But I mean, like, even here, I don't give away things that somebody could use to steal my identity. You know?
Because you have a fake identity on the radio.
I know, and there's a reason for that.
Yeah,
smart one.
Well, something lately, it's like I got to change my password because Joe's girl was telling me that it was showed that I was on. On
what?
Messenger.
Okay.
Oh.
And I wasn't, you know, so I don't know if somebody's getting in.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, that's creepy.
Like, once again, like many years ago when we harken back to the glory days of Opie and Anthony, why the fuck would somebody pretend to be you? The classics never die.
That was so funny.
We just remade it. We rebooted it. We rebooted my nastiness to fit to the conversation 20 years later.
Oh, that was great. Yes, it was calling up his foot. That's not you. Well, why would the saddest part is he's pretending to be you. I know. Why can't he be Bob Kelly or Ferrara?
Well, there was no Bob Kelly at the time. Nobody gave a shit about Bob Kelly. So the question is it worth it for them to scan in order to stop illegal activity? I mean, that's the trade-off we're making.
I think it is.
Scan?
They're scanning our messages in the name of stopping illegal, like you know, sex traffickers, stuff like that.
They're looking for certain combinations of words and things.
TV show person of interest?
I don't know the show.
Oh.
I don't
Look,
know it either.
Facebook is a private entity. It's, you know, you make the choice to go on there. If you feel that, I mean, if they're trying to make strides, trying to regulated and find pornography or I'm sorry, a pedophile, terrorist and stuff like that, and you know, and they're looking at stuff, you know, that's
so you're
their
fine
business.
With it.
I'm fine with it. It's a private entity. It's not like the government.
Right, but
that's
the question is
it.
Is it going to change your behavior knowing you can't put things say for instance, you know, Joe isn't divorced yet, but he's moved on. And, you know, I'm sure there's certain things that Joe would not want that potentially, I'm not saying it would happen, could be used against him in the divorce. Say, you know, somebody gets
How does his...
A subpoena. Get a subpoena. It's out there. Joe
I don't think you could do that. I'll tell you right now, you can't do it.
Can't do what?
If it's deleted, you can't get it.
You really think that's what happens?
No, it doesn't go away.
No. It's there.
They still have records of everything that you
put on Facebook.
Somebody subpoenas
this stuff? Yeah. Please. Well, it's just like, what? No,
Facebook tells me what I posted 10 years ago. They have everything.
Yeah, they have everything.
Well, that's on your page.
You've deleted, though.
Well, I don't know that they don't already still have that.
You're trusting this company that's violated all of our trust to actually delete it. Which it might. It might cycle off their servers. It might.
It might.
But I'm not going to give them the...
That's what I was told. I was told. I went to go get that video where they said I said the N-word on there.
Right.
And they said, did you delete it? And that's why we give you the option to say, are you sure you want this deleted?
Right, but you didn't have a subpoena.
I don't have a subpoena. You're right.
So that's what I'm saying. I'm saying, you know, theoretically, and it could certainly happen in a divorce proceeding if it got contentious enough. Could happen in anything.
Yeah, but that can be anywhere. That could be on a text message. It could be anywhere.
Absolutely, but what I'm saying. People don't really think about this, though.
Yeah.
You should.
So they think messages are private.
So do you use the encrypted option?
I don't.
If I had Messenger, I would. I think I would encrypt every message.
Yeah, I would too.
I don't. I feel like I should.
Yeah.
But I don't have Messenger.
Can you do it with yours? I don't know.
Well, I don't have Messenger. You might be able to encrypt it, but I can't encrypt it back. I don't know how that would work.
I've done it before. Somebody showed me how to do it. You do it. You type, like, I'll type something to you. Hey, listen, you know, the game is tomorrow night at 8 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you open it up and look at it, as soon as it knows you looked at it, you touch it, and then it disappears.
That's another thing. You can, like, time it. There's different ways to time it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, there's all sorts
of
options.
Like Mission Impossible.
Yeah.
Kind of.
And it breaks apart and just goes away.
Oh, wow.
I like how he gave the little, like,
with the fingers.
Yeah, the little fingers is the
thank you, Merlin.
Particles.
I know.
Part of the particles is my fingers. But go ahead.
Yeah. I like when you give stage direction and scene.
And,
it's very good for radio.
Yeah, it's great.
Very good for radio.
Yeah, I was just going to say that as you're beating the tar out of Joe, he's doing jazz hands over here to explain something and nobody's yelling
magical
at him.
I'm tired.
Magical
hands.
Magical
hands.
I'm sure they make his penis feel very happy. Anyway, a lot of people are like...
Squeezed protein.
Protein, muscle milk. Anyway, so a lot of people are deleting Facebook. I'm not at that point yet, but I kind of... just because there's been such a violation with the Well, you don't care. Well, you should care. You got screwed by what you posted or didn't post on Facebook.
Yeah.
It affected your life.
That's on me. That's on me.
I understand that. But there's, you know.
That's on me.
I was just.
And I was thinking about this today. I hate to interrupt you on this.
No, it's fine.
Today, that if I were to delete Facebook, like, my life is so dependent. Not dependent, but, like, a lot of my friends and I talk to people.
You'd have to call people.
To school,
yeah, you'd have
but,
to call. You
but
wouldn't.
I wouldn't have their phone number.
Yeah.
But that's what Facebook is counting
I'm
on. Facebook, because Facebook has become so entrenched in our lives.
Yes,
and we know it.
Absolutely.
That's why they can rape us.
Like,
and we're like, thank you, sir.
Yes.
Yeah.
Let's be honest. If somebody said you're going to have to pay $10 a month for Facebook, a lot of people go, hey, right, that's right. That's worth it to me.
Sure.
Yeah.
I'm not admitting that on the air.
I would do it.
Right.
Yeah.
But unless your circle of friends stopped using Facebook because of it and something else was developed.
I think
right.
something else will be developed within several years.
They've got quite the run.
Yeah.
The kids have already left Facebook.
Yeah.
This is for us now.
Where'd they go?
Where'd they go? They go to other things.
Instagram, Snapchat,
WhatsApp,
all that stuff.
MySpace.
You know how I know if they charged us for this, we would go to it? Because when we were getting free TV and they charged us for cable, everybody went.
Same argument.
Yeah.
Same argument with satellite radio. This will never last.
Right. Yeah.
And I would say this is even more important
mm-hmm.
to a lot of people than
cable
TV.
The fact of the matter is I can talk to somebody, a friend that I haven't talked to since I was 12 years old.
I know.
No, it's been very
you can get in arguments with comics
they
you wouldn't even, yeah, exactly. Comics they would have no barrier in your life. You could spend a good half a day arguing with.
I'm just saying.
I would
that was the case.
It would be a loss for me.
Yeah.
It really would. Because
I
connect with a lot of people.
I think
that
in some
way.
Ways we'd all be a lot happier without social media.
No. I don't think that I would be. I don't spend as much time on it as I used to, but I still like to be able to go out there and see what everybody's up to.
I in a way too, but to tell you the truth,
in a way too what?
I'm sorry?
What's your one? I don't know what side you're taking. You said in a way too.
Usually I explain my point. In a way, I would say that I would if I wasn't a comic playing in a band or any of that, I really don't think I would be on Facebook much or at all.
It's necessary for us.
It's necessary.
We got to plug gigs that nobody goes to. We really amuse ourselves with it. But you want to show the
going, by the way.
How would they know it?
You
want to?
You
want to?
You know?
Facebook?
You're right. But you want to know something? You do it anyway. Like,
show the club that you're trying.
That's right. You know. Yeah. I mean, if I you see that I plug something, I'm making an effort. I'm not just. If I came up to you and you went, do anything on Facebook? What's the point, Walt? You know, really, I'm not taking a proactive stance to your show.
I get it,
same way with
Dino.
Same way with Truce. You know, the same way. You know.
I like how you just did roll call of the places you
were. Roll call.
If I get somebody,
same way
with
stupid.
Joe's saying I'm going to be at Joker's Comedy Club, next Saturday night. Most of his friends are probably out on Long Island. That's never translating into anything for me. I like that you do it.
But my cousins live down the road. Maybe my cousins will come out this time, something like that. You know, you always put the best you always put the best effort out.
Absolutely. Davin would work better because a lot of your
friends
are around
here. I did post it.
Yeah, no, I'm saying.
Yeah.
A lot of your friends are around here, so you may get one or two people. I don't think it's going to make a difference of 50 people, but
right. But no. at least you're showing the effort. Two people came. They bought drinks. They paid the cover. You know,
no. 50 people say, "Oh, when are you going to be local?" 50 people will say that. Two people will actually show up.
Yeah. Right.
Yes.
Yes.
But
yes.
No, that always happens.
The reality is, it doesn't have the effect we'd like it to have.
Yeah.
Right.
But we gotta try. All right. Let's do a little Sinclair. Did you guys hear this thing about Sinclair News?
Yeah.
All right, let's play this.
You better not forget my game. I worked hard on it.
This fucking... I understand.
Yeah, play your game. Don't worry.
Relax, stupid. Right, you'll be fine. Let's play this.
Hi, I'm Fox San Antonio's Jessica Headley.
And I'm Ryan Wolf.
Our greatest responsibility is to serve our Treasure Valley communities. The El Paso, Las Cruces communities. Eastern Iowa communities.
Mid-Michigan communities.
We are extremely proud of the quality, balanced journalism that CBS4 News produces. Plaguing our country.
The sharing of biased and false news has become all too common on social media. More alarming, some media outlets publish these same fake stories without checking facts first.
The sharing of biased and false
news
has
become all too common on social media.
More alarming, some media outlets publish these stories simply aren't true without checking facts first. Unfortunately, some members of the media use their platforms to push their own personal bias and agenda to control the
This is extremely dangerous to our democracy.
Yes, it is. Let me explain what you just heard. Sinclair Broadcasting Group, which owns more than 170 TV stations, has ordered local news anchors across the country to read a script decrying some media outlets for false news or fake stories. So they said, I felt like a POW recording a message one anchor at a Sinclair-owned station told CNN last month. They're certainly not happy about it. An unnamed employee at Sinclair-owned KOMO in Seattle told the Seattle Post-Intelligencer last week. It's certainly a forced thing. Sinclair is also requiring its stations to run segments from Boris Epstein, a former advisor to President Trump, who often speaks in support of the White House, the newspaper reported. During the campaign, Kushner and Sinclair struck a deal to run segments with Trump talking with no commentary. Problem is, Trump contradicts himself so much, you kind of need some commentary to put in. Trump talks so much and tweets so much, you need somebody to wrangle all the information. Even if you're not going to comment on it, go, by the way, he said this, that, the other thing.
Right.
You kind of need that with this president. He's not a man of few words.
No.
Man with little punctuation, but not a man of few words. So then,
very big hands.
Biggest. So, and Sinclair's trying to acquire more stations, but it'll need Trump's approval from the FCC. So Bill Mulligan of Fox LA, I worked for Sinclair during most of my time in El Paso. They were awful and would never work for them again. What they're doing now is ridiculous propaganda, and it's an embarrassment to the profession. I feel for my former colleagues being forced to read this garbage. David Gillen replying said, back when I anchored, the worst thing I'd have to read was usually just a poorly written package intro I hadn't had the time to put in my own words. But this Sinclair crap is so much worse, almost like a hostage video. And that's what I played for you, all the different stations. Scary and disgraceful. Yesterday, Trump defended Sinclair, or actually a few days ago, the fake news networks, those that knowingly have a sick, biased cap lock agenda, I don't know why, are worried about the competition and quality of Sinclair broadcast. The, quote, fakers at CNN, NBC, ABC, and CBS have done so much dishonest reporting that they should only be allowed to get awards for fiction. Listen, I mean, here's the thing. The gist of the message about fake news will be fine. But you got to put everybody in there.
Yeah.
You can't just, because we know Fox News is getting sued for fake news.
I think they did. They really did generalize. And they also, at the end of the video that they said, if you feel that there is any, you know, inconsistencies or, you know, fake news, we would like to know about it.
Oh, they know about it.
But that's the thing. It sounded like a generalization.
Here's the problem. When we have the president, who we know is in Fox News bag, and it's not the other way around at this point because we know where he gets his talking points. You know, Fox and Friends, and then Trump says whatever he says. You know, going after these other networks and going and putting Sinclair on the same pedestal as Fox News, it makes somebody who's not in the bag for Trump go, I don't like the way this feels. Just because it feels like it's part of the Trump agenda, which I don't want any news organization to be part of anybody's agenda.
Now here's the deal. The way I'm taking this, if you're going to be outright, if the video is part of like stating a Trump agenda or Trump's agenda on fake news, I don't think it was that. I think it was a generalization on fake news being reported, how they don't report fake news. And if you feel that there is fake news, we want to know about it. That being said, or are the anchors having to read this upset because it questions their integrity, that you have to feel that you don't trust us enough where we have to read this? That's my take, because it was very general on this. However, if I'm an anchor and I have to read this, I might be upset because I have to read this. You should not have to question my integrity. I don't have to read you a statement so you don't question my integrity. That's my takeaway from this.
But you got to remember, Sinclair did a deal with Kushner where they wouldn't run commentary on Trump's statements. They let him be uninterrupted. So they have those dealings. They want to acquire more stations.
Mm-hmm.
So it behooves them to kiss up to the president. Like, on its face, I could buy into what you're saying, Joe. Like, if we just lived in a vacuum, I could go, all right, maybe this is a little much about nothing. But there's so much of this other stuff.
I know, but like I said, they were general. If they said in this, sometimes we should question the news outlets that might affect the administration, and it's deal, you know, something to that. Then you go, all right, look. But they were very. I listened to this. I was in traffic listening to this four times, trying to find out where the problem was with this. And the only takeaway I had was, if you're an anchor and you feel you have credibility and you have to read this, it feels that I don't really need to read that. You should have my credibility.
Like
already.
I said, it's not so much the statement per se; it's a lot of the stuff around it. And Trump does Sinclair no favors by putting Sinclair on this pedestal for people who want to try to be even-handed about it. You know, because it's like Hannity. Even if I didn't think Hannity sucked on so many levels, the fact that he's eating dinner with the president of Mar-a-Lago means I can't take anything he says because I know he's in the bag for it.
Yeah.
And it'd be the same thing with somebody who's on the news if they were doing it with Obama or Hillary or whatever. Go, well, I'm not going to trust what
they're saying. Well, CNN does this. You got to choose your battle. I mean, CNN does the same thing. Not saying it's right, but the same thing. CNN is so deeply entrenched on the left, you know, and it.
Well, I don't want to argue about that.
No. But what I'm saying is, so.
Here's the thing.
I
like to think that the local news is different than the cable news. I like to think that they don't have an agenda. You know, when you turn on your local news, you're just going to get the facts. You're going to get local stories. I really don't want to see them being politicized, having to read these mass statements. I mean, you used to turn on the local news and you see the local anchors give their opinion on something, usually something local. But they would have the editorial.
It would actually be set aside as, here's an editorial.
Yes.
The fact that we have so many news stations editorializing
it's where it all gets lost.
It does get – all the facts get lost in the sauce when people are starting to spout their own opinion
Here's the thing with Fox News. People most people think of Fox News for their evening programming and Fox and Friends. The fact of the matter is they actually have some decent journalists on there. Who just do the news.
Right.
But they get overwhelmed, which is why Fox News has
by the personalities.
No credibility. You know, MSNBC, you know, they have straight news people, but then they have their pundits like Lawrence O'Donnell. And that's what happens. So I'd like to think that the local news, at least if they're going to have an opinion, it's going to be under the banner of an editorial.
And this is a TV station. I think if you want to get the news straight, you go to 1010 Winds or you go to CBS, you know, the local the stations in New York.
The local station in New York. Because they got 20 CBS stations. Under that umbrella. I agree.
Yeah.
Because
you
got 20 minutes to give the news. They're going to give you the news and they're not going to go,
anyway,
you know.
So, give me 10 minutes, I'll give you the world.
And all you have time for is to give the world just the news, not an op-ed, not your opinion, just the news.
Right, which is why I don't like to see this big corporate overreach on the local news. I kind of like the hometown feel of the local news.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't like the idea that this particular Sinclair group is so connected to Trump and, you know, Jared or whatever. Because it seems like a lot of Trump's agenda has been to be saying the things about the fake news. And I mean, in a larger sense, one of the steps in the fascist playbook is tear down your free press.
And here's what's also part of it. You're seeing that these anchors are bristling at it. I don't like the fact that they're being forced to do it.
Like you said, a hostage situation.
But the thing about it is, I think, you know, and my feeling that they're bristling is to read this statement as questioning their own credibility.
That's a really good take,
not the agenda of the statement.
But either way, that's a reason why it shouldn't be done. That's a valid, as good a reason as any why it shouldn't be done. I mean, you hired these people to be quote-unquote journalists. Why would you question
because
them?
Because the way the video, and I'm being the devil's advocate here, the way the video
you
is saying,
are.
The way the videos are, the way the videos are coming out, it's like, we feel, and we look, and we want, and we're there, we're taking care, and we're going to look at it. They're coming out at a positive stance that they want to detect fake news, they're only going to report the truth, and if you feel that we're not, we want to know. That's management's stance on this. As an anchor, like I said, I should have credibility enough that I shouldn't have to read
like
this
I said,
statement.
Like I said, I don't mean to reiterate. If you just took the statement on the face, I could actually buy into that argument. But the fact that you have the president coming out, the fact that you had a deal before the election between Kushner and this media group, the fact that we know they want to buy more stations so they have to kiss up to the president, all those things make me call it into question. I can't look at it in a vacuum. And I'm upset that we have to live in that world.
Well, you can't look at it in a vacuum. It's not in the vacuum. You know, it is in the outer, the larger world. And like you said, all those other things are in play.
And by the way, I'd be upset if If a more left-wing company was going to say, we're going to have anti-Trump administration on our local
news.
Oh,
no, I don't want that either.
Just give me the news.
Yeah.
Show the little doggies and cats that are for adoption. Give me the weather. Give me the news.
Yeah, tell me what actually happened. Don't tell me your point of view about it.
Although I will say with the president, with all he says, you do need somebody, not necessarily to give their take, but to give some perspective.
Yes.
In the past, he said X, Y, Z.
Well, that's why if you have somebody present the points, and then they have the talking heads from either side say, this is what, you know, this is how we see what he said in the context of blah, blah, blah. And, well, here's what we think. And then let me make up my mind.
But Sinclair said, we're not going to run anything, which is a problem.
Yeah.
We're just going to let the president.
I also have a problem with a media company giving questions to a political candidate.
Absolutely.
You know, I mean, it's on both. Like I said, it's on.
Who's that? Donna Brazil.
Yeah, it's on both sides,
yeah,
you know?
Absolutely. Yeah. That's a problem.
Yeah,
you won't hear me argue otherwise.
You know, I just, everybody's taking their battle stations, you know?
Well, that's the problem. Yeah. Everybody has their teams, and people can't understand people like me who, I don't have teams. I just call it like I see it.
Mm. Right.
You don't hear me argue, no, that was right. She should give Hillary the questions. No, nobody should have the fucking questions.
Yeah. No.
That's why you have a prep team. That's why you do debate prep, to anticipate the questions. You don't need somebody feeding you. Yeah. And if you get taken by surprise, good.
It's like cheating. Yeah. It's like cheating
it
on the
cheating.
Test.
It is cheating. Yeah.
Well, we certainly have the two candidates that like to do that.
Oh, boy.
We certainly do.
Yes.
All right. So
Walt sat that one out. I'm not really sure why.
I figured you'd be in the mix with this.
I'm listening.
Nah, it was about news. He wasn't interested.
You're just going, just rattle it. Go on. I'll let you go.
Thank you. We'll be back with Walt's game. God help us all.